Pulse 2 Matchday Live with Uriah Woodhead. Built on firm foundations and delivering great results every time. Visit our bathroom and kitchen showroom off Canal Road.
One goal from Charlton has settled it today. We're going to get some reaction from the City manager. A sodden Stuart McCall, absolutely wet through. Conditions awful today, Stuart. And that's a tough one to take, to be beaten in that fashion today.
Yeah, totally. I thought, as you said, second half were terrific. We're coming at half time, knowing we're up against a good side, and without making excuses, you know, we've got the two regular fullbacks out, the captain's out. Taylor would have played, Paulian possibly could have played, so there's five first team players that would, you know, maybe normally started. And the first half was, you know, it was a tight game. You know, Dolly's had a good save off Holmes, dangerous player. The second half, I was so pleased where we played and how proud they went and went at it. And then we get done. Listen, the decisions, you know, it's just such a poor decision. The ball's well out, he doesn't give it. But thereafter that, we switch off and let the ball come in and they score. But, you know, the keeper's had, you know, three. First half, he's had a really good save off Charlie. Second half, he's had two unbelievable saves. Couldn't have asked any more from the players second half. They were terrific. They gave everything they had. Played with a lot of... First half, again, it was tight. There weren't a lot of opportunities. But second half, we got in some great areas. Played some really good football in difficult conditions. And... just really disappointed for them and for the fans, because we certainly didn't get today what we deserved. We had a, you know, poor decision go against us last week and at Bury, and we've had another poor decision today, which ultimately has cost us a point.
I was going to say, can you put your finger on it? You kind of maybe half explained it, but what's happened in the last week? Because we're in a fine run of form, we have a bit of a blipper on Saturday, and all of a sudden, no, you know, it's 1 point in three games.
Yeah, it's not nothing to do with run of form. The form today, second half, we were terrific. They'll be in the top, if not top two, top four definitely. I think they'll be, and we curtailed a lot of their players today because they've got good players. But there's certainly nothing wrong with the form. Obviously, the results have been disappointing.
You know, the combination, maybe losing players coming up against form sides.
If we're talking about today, we can't do any more second half. There's nothing to do with form. Second half, we were very, very good. Their goalies made some fantastic saves. Last week, it was a case of missing opportunities. Today, it was their goalkeeper. You know, as I say, two, three saves, blocks, a decision. So I've no worries about the performance. The other night against Oldham, it was a okay performance against a decent side. It's the result today that's obviously hard to swallow. But there was certainly enough there in the first half performance about being, you know, gritty, if you like. But second half, we were more like ourselves going forward. We don't have the normal, you know, Macca and Chicks on the wide ends going forward as much as they do. But the two lads, I thought Luke was terrific against a really tricky boy in Fosu, and Tom, you know, did fine as well there. But just... I say it's a game. We've lost the game again, and we need to get, you know, obviously we need to get back to winning ways as quickly as we can. But if we play like we did second half, then we've got more chance of winning.
Without key players, as you mentioned, a couple of youngsters involved today, kind of had to throw them in and see how they went on.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's what we've got to do. And you know, we're unfortunate. Taylor, you know, he's pulled an oblique muscle down his side. Yeah, yeah, just 2 minutes before he comes off. Paul Leon's hamstring tightened up, can't take the risk today, especially with the conditions. So them two, obviously Chickson's going to be a long time. Macca will be, you know, training maybe next week, and Remain was suspended. So you've got four certainly starters there, and another one which might have started as well. So, but that's taking away from the lads that did play. And, you know, I thought they gave everything they had, played at a good desire and tempo second half. Again, against a strong side, you know, they brought the big boy in at left back and taken the... Didn't play their attacking left back, so they came, you know, with a game plan to sort of sit in and, you know, break and counter-attack with the good players they've got. But we more might match them, as I say. First half we go in, we think, yeah, it's quite tight, quite even. Any, you know, an odd goal. Second half, you know, again, I'm just so pleased with the performance. Second half going, kicking towards the court, the fans were behind us, but just couldn't get the goal that we deserved.
Got to ask about Alex Jones. Didn't bring him today. I've had loads of people on Twitter, so I'm putting the question to you.
Yeah. No. Well, Jonesy was ill last week. Last Thursday was ill. He declared himself fit for the Saturday morning on Saturday at Bury, but he wasn't up to it. So he'd had a couple of days off. So it was just a decision between throwing Shea on or throwing Jonesy on. And you know, we in last bit there. But no. Listen, you go what you see week in, week out, and You know, at the moment, you know, Jonesy's, his attitude's nothing wrong with attitude, he's very good, but, you know, we've just got, I think at the minute, players who are on there, who are sort of, we just, that's
it's peaks and troughs, isn't it, footballers, you see them in training one week and they're flying and...
It's just trying to get the right people on. Could Jonesy come on, we could have easily put him on, but you know, these, we've got lads there, we've got, you know, a lot of options in the forward areas, but I think, you know, he just needs to do a little bit more in training as well, if I'm honest.
Yep, fair play. Portsmouth next week's a long way down there, but an extra incentive to get back, because as you say, performances Tuesday, good, good second half today.
Yeah, against a good side again. Charlton are, will be definitely, as I say, up there. So if we'd have come away with a point, we'd have said, you know, fair enough with the depleted side we had out today. But you know, we'll look back and think, you know, as I said last week, it was a case of, you know, missing some really good chances. But today we've hit the target, and the keeper's made, you know, the two saves he's made. The one off Charlie's terrific save, block. First half he's had under the block, and then second half he's tipped one in right in the angle of the corner and poor. So, you know, the players are naturally down, but there'll be no despondency, because as I said, if you play like that second half against a good side, then, you know, we'll start picking up points again.
Okay, thanks for Stuart McCall joining us as ever.
Cheers,
honest
lads.
As ever. Not City's day today. Could have been some outstanding goalkeeping to keep City out, but ultimately, of course, the Bantams suffer another defeat. Two inside a week for City. You can hear it in his voice, absolutely gutted, Stuart McCall. We'll get Mark Ellis' thoughts on that one. We're going to speak to Tim Dieng, who joins us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. Disappointed, I'm sure.
Yeah, very disappointed and frustrating, because I think we were the better team on the pitch. And but yeah, that's football, and yeah, we have to move on now.
A lot of talk about the decision for the goal. What are the players saying in the dressing room?
Yeah, I think the ball was out, and that's, like I said, that's very frustrating to concede the goal on after that decision, and to lose the game on this goal. And yeah, but you know, referees are human and they can do mistakes, so it's football, we have to deal with it and we have to move on now.
Happy to be back involved today, of course. No Romain today, but it gives you an opportunity.
Yeah, I was happy to be on the pitch today to start the game. It's been a long time. Yeah, I think more than a month that I didn't start the game. I enjoyed it, and hopefully I will keep playing. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the squad today was plenty of players missing today.
Yeah.
So certainly not at full strength.
Yeah.
And they're a very good side, Charlton.
Yeah, Charlton has good player, and like you said, we had a couple injuries and suspension, like Maka, Romain, so, and Cheeks as well. So yeah, but we have a big squad and quality squad, so I think the manager has no problem to replace the players who are missing. But yeah, obviously we have some good big miss, yeah.
Of course, some big players missing. It's been a difficult week, hasn't it?
Yeah.
We were flying in the league.
Yeah.
Defeat at Bury, held on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Now, what's the spirit still like in the camp? How disappointed are the players today?
Yeah, very, very disappointing, very frustrating. And but, you know, it's football, that's a long season, and we have to forget about today and stay and get focused on the next game, and to win points that we lost on the last few games.
And how difficult were the conditions today? We can see we're still getting soaking wet in the stand, but how tough was it with the wind and the rain today down there? Did that help?
Yeah, that was a tough conditions, like you said, rain and wind. But we are in England.
It's football.
Yeah, it's football, and we have to deal with that. That's not an excuse today, because the conditions are against both teams, so yeah, that's not an excuse for today.
Yeah, a lot of wet supporters today, but I mean, the crowd were great today, trying to get us back into the game.
Yeah, as usual, the crowd is fantastic, and I thanks them to be behind us, even in those difficult times when the results are not the best, and they play a big part of our success. Yeah,
and we're determined to get a win next week. Portsmouth, long way for supporters to go, but we're going to try and get the victory.
Yeah, long way. I'm sure we're going to have some couple of fans there as well, and we're going to do our best to work on this week and to win the game at Portsmouth.
Wasn't to be today. Unlucky.
Yeah.
But that is ball, and we move on.
But yeah.
There you go. Tim Dieng joining us, top man on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. Thanks, Tim.